Again, thank you very much for taking the time to sit and chat with me. And I'd love it if you could just give me your introduction for who you are, how long you've been at Microsoft, and what it is that you've been working on for the last little while.
Sure. My name is Ian Lucas. I'm a Principal Program Manager with the Windows Server Manageability team. What that in principle means is that I've been working on our solutions for manageability that ship in box. So Server Manager, I own all the MMC stuff. And then I work with a lot of our partner teams who do the deeper technologies like Active Directory and the IP networking guys and the file storage guys around their user experiences for their tools, which they ship in the box as well.
Okay.
And a lot of that integrates into Server Manager and WinServer 8.
And so this specifically is all in-box. There's no additional stuff? There's no extra stuff required?
This is all in-box stuff, but of course we also ship our in-box tools in the Remote Server Administration Tools Kit, RSAT.
Okay.
We own that as well. That's just a different release mechanism for shipping our tools.
Okay. And then the stuff you're going to be showing me today is the stuff that's found and available as part of the beta release of Server 8, in air quotes. That's how you guys are calling it right now?
Absolutely. I'll show you some stuff that is basically Server Manager and then some of our PowerShell stuff in WinServer 8 and the beta release. And we also, for the first time, have synced our beta release of the RSAT package with WinServer 8. And there's a very good reason for that. It's one of the key parts of what we're trying to achieve in WinServer 8 in the manageability space.
So the RSAT tools will be available in the beta release too?
Absolutely, yes.
Great. That's awesome news. I'm used to it being delayed after the fact, so this is great news that they're going to be available together.
It'll be there when beta comes out.
Okay, great. So what about the first level of changes? How has Server Manager changed, and what's different with the philosophy for what we're doing with Server 8?
Well, really, the big thing which we wanted to change in WinServer 8 and the shift has to do with sort of the shift in scale that we're seeing with IT pros.
Mm-hmm.
So IT pros need to manage more and more. And there's a number of things that are driving that shift. Virtualization, cloud are just some of them, but just pure dependence on IT.
Mm-hmm.
So Server Manager and a lot of the tools today manage in a very sort of one-to-one sort of manner in terms of I manage this technology on this server. I manage this server. And if you look at Server Manager, often you manage just one server today in WinServer 2008 R2. What we wanted to do was shift that and say, you know what, as an IT pro, I manage more than just one server. Yeah, there might be one or two IT pros in the world somewhere who just manage a single server, but realistically, you're managing a set of servers. And in fact, when I talk to IT pros, they say, tell me about your environment. They say, well, we've got this many servers all up, but these are mine. These are the ones which I have to take care of day to day. I'm responsible for these, and that might be a set of 10, 20, 30 sort of servers. So we wanted to build that experience. And what's the experience which allows me to manage my set of servers and see them all together and see what's deployed and what's running on those all together in an aggregated way, because we think that just makes IT pros a lot more efficient and a lot more effective.
Mm-hmm.
So that was our focus. It was, and we call it sort of moving to sort of this multi-machine management experience. And because you're multi-machine, then of course you want to be able to do that remote from your desktop. So that's the experience which we're focused on for WinServer 8.
Okay. It sounds awesome. Is this the time where I can ask you to maybe show us a little bit what it looks like?
Have a look, and I can show you WinServer 8 beta running RSAT.
Okay, great stuff. Let me readjust here.
Okay, so what I have here is a client machine, a Win 8 client beta machine, and I've installed on it the beta RSAT package, Remote Server Administration Tool package, and I've started up Server Manager. So when you first come into Server Manager, if you're doing it from a client, what it's going to show you is not a lot, because we haven't really told it what we want to manage at this point. But you'll see that the design is sort of nice and clean, and we've tried to follow some of the design principles and be influenced by some of the design principles that you're seeing in client as well. The first thing I'm going to do here is I'm going to go over here, and I'm going to say I want to tell Server Manager about the servers which I want to manage. So here I go into a dialogue, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to do an Active Directory search for a particular set of demo servers which I have. I'm going to type in part of the name, search AD, and you'll see that there's six demo servers here which I have. I'm going to add, let's say, five of those six into my environment. Okay, so I add them over onto here. You'll see that there's different ways that I can import machines. I can go look them up through DNS, or in fact, I can import from a flat file. So if I've got a file that has these are all the servers I care about, I can just very quickly import them rather than
using AD.
So there's multiple different ways you can do that. And as I bring these into Server Manager, what Server Manager is going to do is it's going to go out to those machines. It's going to say, hey, what's installed in those machines in terms of roles? And bring that back, and it's going to build me a view of my environment automatically. So what you've seen, it happened really quickly, which is great. What you've seen here is, hey, on one of those five servers, I have DHCP role installed. On one of those servers, I've got the fax role installed. You'll see that across all five of those, I can manage sort of base storage services and file and storage services. IIS is installed on three. Print and document is installed on three. And then there's a tile, or what we call a thumbnail down here, which says, hey, I've got five services installed, and that's just a view which will give me across all five of those servers. What you'll see about this design, there's really three things that we tried to focus on as we did this, what we call the dashboard. The first is we call what we call glanceability. So we want users to be able to look at this and glance at it and sort of have their attention drawn to the things which are important. Okay, so in particular here, wow, on the fax server machine and on the print doctor, there's a service which is causing some problems. Okay, and this is the idea here is get the IT pro to a point where they can say, hey, I know what's the most important thing for me to look at right now. Okay.
Just so with a very just a very simple glance, and you actually see the reds versus the greens, right?
Your eyes are drawn very, very quickly to the things which are important.
Yep.
The second thing is we want things to be directly actionable. What we mean by that is, okay, now that I know that there's a service problem in the fax server, I don't want to have to go and navigate down to the fax server to go and change the service. I want to be able to do it in context here. So if I click on this service here, it's going to bring up a view which says, hey, these are the services which are causing those, if you want to call them alerts. We'll see that the print spooler on server demo 2, which was one of my machines, has been stopped. It should be running because it's set to start automatically, so there's been a problem with that. And directly actionable means that right from here I should be able to go and restart that service, and in fact I can. Now, if we had had multiple machines running fax service and that print spooler was down across many of them, in fact here you would have seen many of them and I would have been able to multi-select and actually started the service in a batch way across the multiple machines, which is really cool.
That is awesome.
So if we start that up, what you'll see is that that now disappears from that view, and you'll see that my tile has now gone green, so my day is already looking a little bit brighter. It looks a little less red, which is great. Also, you probably noticed that the same problem was the thing that was causing this tile, the print and document service tile, to go red. And the information which is surfaced up in these thumbnails, it's very contextual to those roles. So when I'm looking at events for IIS, I know that if one of those, if a critical event pops up there, it's an IIS event. It's something which is critical to the operation of IIS, and the IIS role team has effectively said these are the events you need to look for to do that. So we've got glanceable, we've got directly actionable. The other thing which is really important to us is we want to make sure that this dashboard can be made relevant. And what I mean by that is, if we come down here and let's have a look at these services which are down. There might be services which are in here which you sort of say, hey, services which you say, hey, I know about that service, I actually don't care if that's failed. For example, this particular one, I know that this is just a result of the fact that I'm running this on a virtual environment where the shell hardware detection service is always going to fail. Now, what I don't want is that to be noise on my dashboard. Okay, I don't want it to always, my dashboard to always be red because of things which I know about and don't really care about. So what I want to be able to do is reduce the noise in here. So if I can go in here, I can customize what's being surfaced up here. I've forgotten what it is, shell hardware detection. Oops. And I can sort of come up here and say, you know what, the shell hardware detection, I don't really care about that. I don't want that noise in my dashboard. And I can just filter it out.
Okay. One thing I saw that was very cool right there, I don't know if you noticed it, was the window actually opened, expanded, and contracted as the service names got longer. Then contracted again. That's cool.
Well, you need to be able to read those long services.
That's very, very neat. But I love the dynamic filtering on the ability too. That's awesome.
And that pretty much extends everywhere. So if I go into events, I can say, hey, there's particular event IDs which are just noise in my mind. I don't really need to care about those, and I can filter those out. What it means is that if those events happen down the track, they're not going to clutter up my dashboard. I don't need to be. And it allows me to make the dashboard relevant to me, because different IT pros, different environments, different roles. Their needs are different, and they need to be able to personalize this to be relevant for them. So this is sort of our dashboard view, and it gives you this initial view across multiple servers, aggregating the information up in a way that's meaningful for you. Mm-hmm. The other view I'll quickly show you inside of Server Manager. If you're familiar with Server Manager today, you'll know that it has these views where you can look at a server and say, what are the events on that server? What are all the services? What are the results of the best practice analysis? What are the roles and features which are installed? And we have that view here in Server Manager as well. And you'll see here that as I switch the servers which I've selected, the information in these tiles below change to be contextual to the server which I've selected.
Oh, yeah.
And that's really cool. It means that from Server Manager, I can go and look at individual servers nice and easily and see the same sort of information all from one integrated sort of place. You'll also see that we've added this performance tile here, which is a new sort of information which we're pulling back, which is, hey, has the CPU spiked beyond some threshold which I've set over the past however long, 24 hours? Where are those spikes? And those spikes can actually be alerts on your dashboard. We also have sort of a memory threshold where, hey, I want to know if the available memory drops below some threshold. Alert me of that and pop a lab up to the dashboard. So we've got that sort of view in here as well. Now, the cool thing about this is, because we're multi-machine now, I can switch between machines, but what if I really want to say, show me all of the information from three of those servers at the same time?
Seriously?
And now we've got an aggregated data from multiple servers coming into these tiles. And what that means is I can now do some really cool stuff and sort of say, well, let's go even better, let's go across all of them, just for fun. Let's come down to the services tile. And let's, for example, say I'm interested in all of the Hyper-V services. So once I'm inside this tile, I've got aggregated information. I can start working inside of the tile to do meaningful stuff with that.
Yeah.
For example, show me all of the Hyper-V services, and you'll see that there's about five or six of them across demo one machine, then demo two. I can go in here and I can say, let's group it by server name. So now it's actually six. So the six Hyper-V services for demo one and for demo two and for demo three and for demo four and so forth. Which is really cool, but then you extend that to, well, what happens if I want to group instead by service name? So what I'm doing here is I'm effectively pivoting and saying, hey, for a particular sort of service, how is that running across multiple machines?
Oh, man.
And the general idea here is if you aggregate information from many machines together and then give the IT pro the tools to be able to manipulate that aggregated information in meaningful ways, it's a very powerful tool. Mm. And that's really what we're trying to achieve inside of Server Manager.
Wow. I also noticed this, you kind of touched on down below, but also the performance side of things too also is the all aspects of the tool are multi-server.
Yeah, so down here we've got a view across multi-server alerts and stuff like that. And when you look at these alerts, you can drill down. I'm not sure if we've got any active alerts down here at the moment.
No, they're all still good for alert counts. You have a healthy environment.
We've got a reasonably healthy environment. What you can do here is if there is a CPU spike, for example, you can drill down into that, and we're actually pulling back the sort of process information when that spike occurred, so you can see immediately what process was running, which was consuming all of the CPU, and effectively understand what was causing that CPU spike.
Awesome.
Very cool. The other thing, of course, which Server Manager is known for is Server Manager has always been the place where you go and deploy technologies from. And it still is the case. One of the things that you couldn't do before in Server Manager was you couldn't run Server Manager remotely from RSAT and actually do a deploy to a remote server.
Mm-hmm.
And we've fixed that. So now if I go and do an add roles and features, I can actually point at a remote server here, so I can choose which server I want to go deploy to, and then you have the exact same experience as you used to have, which is what are the roles and the features which I can go and install on that server, and you can do the deployment remotely.
Oh, wow.
So this is a very familiar experience.
Mm-hmm.
The big change here is That you can now do it remotely from your desktop. There was one other change in here which is really cool, which I'd encourage people to go try, which is instead of just installing to a server, we can also go and install to a VHD, and that VHD can be offline. So you can take a an offline VHD and say go and install IIS on that without having to prop that in a inside of a live VM and bring it online to do the installation.
Oh wow.
So there's a bunch of really cool stuff inside of here.
And all these technologies and features are built into the beta experience that people will be able to go off and download and try themselves.
Absolutely. In fact, I would encourage people to go and get the RSAT download that comes out at the same time as beta and do all of this remote, because you know, managing multiple servers from a server is nowhere near as fun as you know doing it from your desktop in the comfort of your own office.
So Server Awesome. Manager, a lot of goodness that is in there, multi-server ability to mine from a client sort of stuff. The next thing I want to ask, because I know everyone is that I know wants to know about this as well, is what sort of investments have you made with the manageability of servers with PowerShell from the command line?
Oh, sure. First of all, for a while now, we've had this a strategy or approach where we've been trying to build our UI on top of PowerShell, and Server Manager is actually built on top of PowerShell. One of the things that I often get asked is, hey, given you've built this on top of PowerShell, how easy is it to go figure out how to do what you're doing in Server Manager from the automation layer, from the command line layer in PowerShell? Mm-hmm. And we know that that's one of the things which people have been focused on. How do I go figure out how in all of the things which you can do in PowerShell, how do I figure out how to do that specific thing? One of the things we've invested heavily in WinServer 8 is the PowerShell experience, and making the PowerShell experience more accessible to people who are just ramping up on PowerShell as a technology.
So that would be people like me then.
And people like me as
nice.
Well.
Nice.
You know, I think of myself as a guy who's pretty much stuck in the UI these days. So what I'm showing you here is the new PowerShell integrated scripting environment, ISE. And if you're an IT pro who's not a PowerShell expert, this is really where we want to start if you want to learn how to do something in PowerShell. In WinServer 8, PowerShell, we've got about 2,300 commandlets, which is a lot. It's a lot of functionality which is exposed through PowerShell. And that can be a little bit intimidating, but it's also really important in terms of making it simple to do stuff, because what it means is there's now much more likely a commandlet which is specifically tailored to do the sorts of things I want to do as an IT pro than before. I don't have to go build what I want to do out of multiple bits and pieces. There's probably actually a command which is specifically designed to achieve what I want to achieve. So let's take, for example, I want to do a deployment. We're just looking at deployment in Server Manager. How do I find the commandlet which is going to allow me to do the same sort of stuff? Well, inside of the PowerShell ISE, we've now got this command window which is showing you this is all of the 100-odd commandlets which are available to me.
Yep.
Okay, I can go try and parse that, but you know, we've built in the appropriate search functionality. So what I was really trying to do was, let's say I was trying to do an install of a Windows feature.
Okay.
So if I do install, it's narrowed down that list.
Yep.
And I can see here, oh yeah, there's an install Windows feature commandlet. If I then go show the details of the commandlet, it's going to show me right from here what are the sorts of things which I can do with that.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, let me just do something here. I'm going to, instead of install, let's say, let's have a look at Windows feature and get the set of command which will allow me to deal with Windows features. And you'll see that there's a get one here. That's a little bit easier. So you can see that I can do a get Windows features for a computer name. I can provide different credentials. I can provide a name of a feature, for example. I can give it the name of VHD, which I want to get features from. What I can do here is I can say server demo 04. And I can run that straight inside of my window from here. And you'll see here that it's going off, it's gone and retrieved the information from that server. And these are all of the features which are installed on there.
And
so that was actually really easy for me to figure out how to do.
Yeah. Right. I also noticed that there's a zoom functionality down the bottom right-hand corner just to increase. Is that for the display window?
It's for the display window.
Oh, nice.
And this is really useful when we're doing live demos.
Yeah, it's good for live demos, also good for server admins like me that are getting older, too.
Absolutely, because yeah, there's a lot of information there on the screen. So that's a good way to sort of try and figure out what's the right commandlet to use. Once you've figured out what's the right commandlet you want to use, if you start doing that in line, you'll see that we've added a bunch of features like IntelliSense. And this really helps me when I'm trying to figure out what to do. So, yeah, I want you to get Windows feature, and hopefully you can see that on the camera.
Yeah.
If I now just type a dash, parameter, it'll give me IntelliSense on the parameters which are available to
man.
Me. So very quickly I can say computer name, I want to do that. I now type in, I'm assuming, my server name. Let's do a different one now. And then I can go look to see if there's other parameters I want to do here, for example, but I'm just going to do that. So the built-in IntelliSense help actually helps me as a non-PowerShell expert figure out how to use a commandlet once I've found the right commandlet to go use. The other thing which I'll show you quickly, and there's a bunch of features in the ISE which are really designed to try and make it easier for you. But one thing which I really like is there's this commandlet called outgridview, which as a UI guy is really important.
Mm-hmm.
It has some nice parameters, like you can set a title on the window and stuff like that. So this is, you know, my view of features. But really what's important here is it's giving me the ability to, instead of having to deal with all of this output and then mm-hmm. try and parse the big string of text that came out as I went and got those features, it's going to throw it up into a UI window. So there we go. So now I've retrieved all of that. And it's put it all into a window. And the beauty of this for me as a UI guy is that now I'm going to use a lot of the UI sort of typical sort of approaches to try and find what I want in here. So if I'm really looking for a group policy here, I can just filter that list and sort of say, yeah, group policy, it's not installed, but it's available to be installed, for example. And now I can, you know, I can manipulate it from a UI sense. And in fact, if you're then getting into more advanced scripting, there is a pass-through parameter on the out grid view, which allows me to then sort of select the ones which I'm interested in and then pass those down the PowerShell pipeline once you get into more advanced scripting, which is also very cool. So, you know, from a UI guy's perspective, the investments which they've done inside of the ISE to make it easier for me to get over that learning curve of PowerShell and figure out how to do exactly what I want to do has really advanced a lot, and it's a lot simpler.
Wow. That is absolutely awesome, man. You've given us a lot to look at, from the server experience, multi-server capabilities, all from the client perspective, and then on the PowerShell side of things, you've reinvigorated my interest.
Oh, fantastic.
to explore that ISE and where that happens to fit in and that sort of stuff. Thank you very much. Any closing thoughts you wanted to share about what they should go off and do?
I would encourage people to go and try the beta release.
Yep.
Do it from the RSAT, so download the RSAT tool, run it from the Win8 client, and really experience sort of the remote aspects of managing multiple servers. That's really important. I would encourage people, if you're not a PowerShell person, but you've always been sort of PowerShell curious,
mm-hmm.
To go and look in the ISE and just try and find some commandlets and do some very simple things and see how easy it is to actually figure out how to go do stuff in PowerShell with some of the new features there. The stuff which I've shown you is really just the tip of the iceberg. There's so much more in there. I haven't even touched on a lot of the investments which our partners have made. There's some really fantastic UI around managing storage that's mm-hmm. attached to a server and doing all of that from inside of Server Manager. There's some a great experience around deploying RDS, Remote Desktop Services, which is usually deployed across multiple servers, and they've got a guided walkthrough experience for deploying RDS in a way which is actually useful, where the bits are installed on different servers. So that's a guided install experience, which is worth trying.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a really cool solution coming from the networking folks around managing IP address spaces, which is just super rich in terms of what you can do there. So there's so much in WinServer 8 in terms of how you can manage your environment, which is just worth going and exploring.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for your time.
It's been a pleasure.
I'll make sure that I'm going to put myself on your schedule again to be able to chat again. I really appreciate it. So have a great day.
I'd love that. Thank you.